We are small in number, but we are truly blessed, are we not?
Yes.
I just want to say, I think it's always important for us to remember, it's good that we were able to make it here, but we are no more faithful than our brothers and sisters who stayed home today. We are no more faithful, we are no more committed to the Lord than they are, and I feel fortunate to know that our brothers and sisters who did not feel safe driving here today are home, safe. They've been encouraged to spend this as a time of prayer, a time with family, and so we're encouraged by that today. Not going to have a long talk today, but just wanted to share a thought with you guys. One of the things that's always stood out to me about Jesus is that he was always asking questions. Jesus answered questions with questions. And, you know, I often, when I was younger, thought, wow, that's, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's a good debate tactic. You know, you ask me a question, I ask you a question. You have to answer my question. You don't answer my question, I don't answer your question. You know, it sounds like a very good methodical way to do things. But one of the things I started realizing as I got older was that you ask questions because questions cause people to think. If I give you an answer, you go, oh, okay, and you forget it that quick. It's over just that fast. But if I ask you a question, you're forced to really think about it, to come up with a conclusion and to give an answer. And in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13, Jesus does just this. He says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Who do you say that I am? You know, our world tells us a lot about Jesus, don't they? He was a good man. Some religions, he's a prophet. Some people think that he's a fictional character created to trap the minds of people with religion. There's a lot of perspectives and ideas about who Jesus was. But the Apostle Peter truly understood who Jesus was. He understood that he was the Savior, that he came to this world to die for our sins, that he was buried in the ground and that he rose again. He was the one that was going to change the world. And when we look at Jesus' answer to him, he says, "Upon this rock," what rock? The rock of truth, that he is the Messiah, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." You know, as a body of believers, we're stretching ourselves. We're reaching out. We got a Facebook page. I just noticed we have 3,700% growth on hits on the Facebook page. So, you know, not hard when you have five people on there. But hey, we're doing good. We got 31 likes on there now. And so we're starting to see some growth. You know, it's small, but so are we. But the thing that we have to realize is that when we keep the message of Jesus Christ ever in the forefront of our eyes, that no matter what is against us, no matter what stands in front of us, there is nothing that can stop us from spreading the gospel message. It doesn't matter what is in our way, what our difficulties, what our struggles, whatever we are up against, nothing that can prevent us from growing the kingdom of God. Who do you say Jesus is? Is Jesus the powerful God who can do anything? Is he the powerful God that can change nations? Is he the powerful God that can change hearts? Because if that's the case, then he's the God for our community. He's the God that we need to be telling our neighbors about. He's the God that we need to be reaching out with and sharing with all of our friends and our families. You know, the Apostle Peter, after making this really profound statement, got a little off track. When he was tested, he made the wrong choice. Peter claimed that he would never deny Jesus. I will stand strong no matter what happens. I am there. I'm going to stand strong and you don't have to worry. I'll be there even if it means dying for you. I will stand strong. And as we know, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. You know, we're going to fall short, okay? We're not perfect. There's going to be times when we start out bold and we take those new business cards that we got and we start handing them out, and then we start getting timid and uncomfortable and we start thinking to ourselves, I don't know, this is really out of my comfort zone to reach out to people. It's going to happen. It happened even to Peter in his bold faith. But I want to look at how Jesus back to Peter with a question. In John chapter 21 and verse 15, it says, "When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' 'Yes, Lord,' he said. 'You know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my lambs.' Again, Jesus said, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He answered, 'Yes, Lord. You know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Take care of my sheep.' The third time he said to him, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him the third time, 'Do you love me?' He said, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my sheep. Very truly I you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.'" You know, the fact of the matter is that our God is a loving and forgiving God. He's a God that recognizes that we're going to fall short. He recognizes that we are not going to live up to his standard of righteousness. But here's the beautiful thing. Peter denied him 3 times. And the only question that Jesus had was not, "Why did you do it, Peter?" It was not, "What were you thinking?" It was not, "After 3 years with me, you couldn't come up with the right answer when the time of trial came." It was, "Do you love me? Peter, do you love me?" And for every time we fall short, for every time that we come up less than what we should be, Jesus is there with a simple question. Do you love me? Do you really love me? Let it break your heart when you've done wrong. Let it break your heart and say, "You know with everything that's in me, Lord, that I love you." You know what it is? I got work for you. I haven't given up on you. Our God is a God of love and forgiveness. And as long as we're seeking him, he's going to bless us. Let's reach out to our community. Let's take the time this week to let people know that we love them, to let everyone know that that they are loved by God. Let's get out there and be a light unto the world. We're going to sing a song here to kind of wrap things up. If you need prayer, if you need anything, Rex is here with us today. I'm here. Feel free to come see us. We'll be happy to pray with you.